Yes.
Just be careful.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
We are rolling.
Susie, tell me how you're feeling right now.
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, all the pain goes away once you see these little guys.
You're feeling pretty good then.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. Terrific.
If you were going to describe yesterday to us succinctly and without too many details, but how did yesterday go?
Long.
Up and down. Rolling.
Well, I don't know if we could really start yesterday. We had to start the day before yesterday.
The day before yesterday.
Because we really didn't get much sleep the night. Election night. We didn't get much sleep. Evan was in a chair by the side of the bed. And
started about 1 on Tuesday.
And we tried to, get everything going, and it wouldn't get going. And finally, about 26 hours, the doctor told us that it was better for us to go another way. Better for the babies. Not, I mean, me, I don't care, but it was better for the babies. And so we decided that was the time to have them by surgery.
Good for you. Now tell me, I know that you know, and the governor too, distinguishing characteristics between these two boys already. So tell me about each one of them and what they're like already.
And I'll tell, you want me to tell that, Bo, or you want to tell that?
You can go ahead, Dave.
All right.
Okay, I'll tell that, Nick. Then. Right. Nick's very easygoing. He's the bigger of the two ones. He's got big feet after his mother.
No. He's got a gentle disposition after his mother.
He's my nose, Evan's chin.
Bo is the type A personality. He was... He's a little rambunctious. He takes after his father a little bit more, I think.
Now, I noticed just a second ago you were rocking him, and that obviously tells me you're bonding fairly well. I mean, you're not wasting any time.
Well, Debbie, there's just no comparison to holding your new child and in your arms and rocking them and letting them know that they're loved.
The other thing with twins is there aren't a lot of extra hands.
Right, since Susan's breastfeeding, there's not a lot else I can do.
Ooh. Bo's type A personality is coming out.
He probably wants to go to Dad again.
I think what he wants is to be fed. So Dad has a hard time with that right now.
Let's ask you, who have you heard from?
Oh, gee, thousands of people, Debbie. People have been really very nice. Our friends and family. Oh, my son.
I told you it wasn't going to last long. I tried to feed him earlier. Should have got that on camera.
That was perfect.
As you can see, he's outspoken like some members of our family, too.
Do you want to get a chair for Evan?
We got a chair over here, fellas? Or?
Okay.
Now, tell me about the days ahead for you, Susan, as much as you know. What would you like to be doing? And I know that you've got a couple more days here at the hospital, but the days ahead.
Well, since we decided that I'm going to try to nurse them, it's going to be, I think, pretty much a full-time job for quite a while, being that there are two of them. And I guess they have to eat somewhere between 8 and 12 times a day. That's times two. Yes. And so
you're going to be busy.
That's a lot of work.
And your mom is here.
And she's here to help.
So how has mom helped you so far?
Well, I think she's the one who knows the most about taking care of babies in this situation. We've read a lot of books, but she's had four children.
Mom helps out a lot, Debbie, when the children need to be picked up because Dad still thinks they're breakable.
Yeah, really.
She just dives right in there and knows just what to do.
Well, if you were, I just want to ask finally if you were to, both of you, describe the experience, because I want to make this as quick as possible, because I know you've got to feed somebody here. But if you were to describe the whole experience, what you've been through, do that for us.
Well, I think it was obviously going through the labor was a hard experience, but I think as soon as you see them and you see how beautiful they are, and you know that they've got all their fingers and toes and that they're healthy, when we were in the delivery room, we were just praying. We were saying prayer. I guess all of us were praying, we're just so happy that God has given us these gifts. And right now we feel a tremendous sense of love and responsibility, because this is a tremendous responsibility, because we want to make sure they have everything that they need and we can take care of them.
Well, one question I do remember. Because
but you might want to answer the same question.
Yeah, did you want to chime in?
It's just a miracle. You know, there's nothing to quite describe it, and to have Susan be healthy and the two boys both be healthy is just the greatest blessing of our lives. So I just unadulterated happiness.
That's great. Now, yesterday you gave yourself some fairly high marks, I think, as an attendant dad. What I'm going to ask is your confirmation or non-confirmation of that.
Well, I was listening because I had just gotten out of the delivery room, and I listened to Evan speaking to all of you, and I think the best thing he said was, that he had gone through 26 hours of labor, and he said that no man really understood that. And I thought, yes, finally somebody recognizes that. But I think the other thing that I think I was really surprised is that Evan just jumped up. They asked him to hold the baby, and he wasn't awkward at all. He just got right in there and was holding both babies right away and rocking them, see, just like he does now. And
not shy at all. Man.
No, he's getting right up there, and he's going to become a great dad.
I was pretty good about hand-holding and forehead rubbing, too, during the whole...
Ice chips. He's big with the ice chips, yeah.
I figured I'd concentrate on helping the mother feel better. So.
And you know what? He was whispering nice things in my ear, telling me how much he loved me. Which
love
is exactly
that.
What you need.
Yeah.
At that
moment. I was going to say, I mean, there wasn't, because the way you sounded, Governor, yesterday, everything went fairly smoothly, and I thought, I wonder if Susan was, saying, you know, darling, I love you, but the typical scene you see in your mind where you have to step out and smoke a cigar in a waiting room while, but that wasn't the case. It doesn't
well,
sound.
No, we had some pain, that time, Evan would just hold my hand and squeezed real tight, and then when we finally got down where we had to make a decision, I think we were both pretty confident that we needed to do what was best for the babies, and then we just had to bond together and get through it.
And you did.
Yeah.
What's your expectations for your sons?
All I care about, Debbie, is that they're healthy, and that we let them know that they're loved, and that they can be as happy as possible. That's all I think either one of us really cares about. Mm-hmm. So.
Susan, any thoughts on that?
Well, I just want them to do whatever they want to do with their lives. I want us to make sure we realize that each one of them is a unique individual, and they will decide what their path is, and want them to be the best at whatever they choose.
I have to add, just as I'm thinking this, because Mike Aherman, Nicholas Harrison, and I think I read in the paper, Harrison was a distant relative then, is that right?
William Henry.
My father's mother.
Okay.
Was, related to, distantly to William Henry
Harrison. They're talking about you, right?
President, so we wanted to... know that Beau is named for his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather, and we wanted Nick to know that he had an important family connection. So he was a part of things, too.
Cool. All right. Thank you. We're all done.
We may still rock, though.
Oh, okay. We'll try to get out of your hair here.
Oh.